The Wizard of Oz. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Dorothy. She lived in a small house with her uncle and aunt on the farm. One day, there was a tornado, and Dorothy was trapped in the house with her little dog Toto. The house was blown up into the sky and wobbled like a cradle. Dorothy and Toto soon fell asleep. When Dorothy woke up the next morning, she found herself in a beautiful place with green grass and thick forest. A crowd of people came up to thank her for killing the Wicked Witch of the East. Dorothy felt puzzled because she had never killed anybody. A granny pointed to the house. Dorothy saw 2 feet in silver shoes sticking out under the house. She had killed the Wicked Witch of the East by accident. "Welcome to the Land of Oz. I'm the Kind Witch of the North," the granny said. "Can you help me go back home?" Dorothy asked. "The Land of Oz is in the desert. You have to go to the Emerald City. The Great Wizard of Oz will help you," the granny said. "Put on the silver shoes. There's a long way to go." Granny kissed Dorothy on the forehead, and a round mark appeared there. Dorothy put on the silver shoes and set off with Toto. When they came across a wheat field, Dorothy saw a scarecrow on a bamboo stick.
"Where are you going?"
the scarecrow asked. "I'm going to look for the Wizard of Oz. I'll ask him to send me back home."
"I wonder whether he could give me a brain."
"Why not come with me? You can ask him yourself."
"That's a good idea," the scarecrow said.
So the scarecrow joined Dorothy and they went on. As they passed through a forest, they saw a man made of tin. His joints were rusty and he couldn't move.
"Could you please help me? There's an oil can in the house ahead," the tin man asked.
Dorothy brought the oil can and oiled his joints. Then the tin man could move. When the tin man found out Dorothy and the scarecrow were going to the Emerald City, he was very excited and decided to go along with them. He wanted the Wizard of Oz to give him a heart. They went on into the forest. Suddenly, a lion showed up and ran towards them. Toto was scared, and Dorothy beat the lion on the nose. Then they found out, actually, this lion was cowardly.
"The Wizard of Oz may make him brave," the tin man said.
Dorothy invited the cowardly lion to join them. When they walked out of the forest, they saw the Emerald City. They were amazed by the beautiful city. All the buildings were made of emeralds. People there dressed in green. They had green skin, green candies, and green drinks. Even their money was green. Dorothy and her friends went into the palace, waiting for an interview with the Wizard of Oz. Oz was a great wizard. He liked to change his appearance when he met different people. On the first day, Dorothy found the Wizard of Oz was a big head without a body. On the second day, the scarecrow met a noble lady. On the third day, the tin man saw a terrible beast. On the fourth day, the Wizard of Oz became a huge fireball to meet the cowardly lion. The Wizard of Oz was willing to help them, but he asked Dorothy and her friends to get rid of the Wicked Witch of the West. Dorothy and her friends set off for the house of the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch had eyes that could see very far. She was angry when she found Dorothy and her friends were coming to her. She blew her silver flute and a pack of wolves showed up. They surrounded Dorothy and her friends.
"Don't be afraid," the Tin Man said.
He rushed ahead with his big axe and killed all the wolves. The Wicked Witch of the West was even angrier, and she blew her silver flute again. Then a flock of crows and a group of guards appeared. The Scarecrow was good at dispelling crows. He stretched out his arms. The crows were all afraid of him and dared not come close. The guards wanted to come up, but when the Cowardly Lion roared, they all ran away. The Wicked Witch of the West wouldn't give up and put on a magic golden crown. She stood on one foot and whispered a spell. Then some winged monkeys showed up and started to attack Dorothy and her friends. Fortunately, Dorothy's silver shoes and the Granny's kiss protected her and her friends. The winged monkeys couldn't hurt them. They only brought them to the Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch of the West put all of them into prison, except for Dorothy. She made Dorothy her servant. One day, the Wicked Witch of the West stole Dorothy's silver shoes when she was asleep. Dorothy got angry and asked the Wicked Witch to give back her shoes. The Wicked Witch of the West roared with laughter. Dorothy got so cross that she splashed a basin of water on the witch. The Wicked Witch screamed and melted away. The Wicked Witch of the West's fatal weakness turned out to be water. Dorothy saved her friends. They went back to the Emerald City happily. This time they saw a small, thin old man, and he was the real Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz gave the Scarecrow a brain made of needles and nails, the Tin Man a heart made of silk, and the Cowardly Lion a bottle of courage medicine. What about Dorothy's wish? "Actually, you can go home whenever you want, as long as you knock the heels of your shoes together 3 times. The magic silver shoes will take you anywhere you want," the Wizard of Oz told Dorothy. Dorothy said goodbye to her friends and did as she was told. A tornado took Dorothy and Toto away to a meadow. When Dorothy stood up and looked around, she found her uncle and aunt right in front of her. Yes, she was back home now.